indeed he is risen.
Please be seated, my brothers and sisters.
Women at that time, according to the
Mosaic law were not allowed even to touch the body of the deceased person or to do everything that they did to anoint the body of the deceased person, they found a way. They even bought a mirror, which was very hard to acquire at that time, and it was very early in the morning, so stores were closed, and this was not something you just keep at home. Not only that they were poor, and this was very expensive, but they found a way to do this. They found a way to get these spices and oils and linens and everything in order to give a proper burial to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So they found a way. Love always finds a way. For demonstration, that's the second lesson. Love costs. That's the third one. It requires sacrifices. It requires sacrifices. We need to give off of ourselves to God and to all the people that we love. We are surrounded by it. This is how we acquire joy. So it costs. We can be egocentric, egoistic, and hedonistic in our, everyday lives, thinking only about ourselves. That's not how we acquire this everlasting joy that we all need. But by sacrificing yourself. Sacrificial love changes everything. He changed the world because of God's sacrificial love for the humankind. He bent the heavens and came down because of this sacrificial love. So it costs. That's the third lesson. And the fourth one, I think for us, a very important one, is persistence. It was early in the morning, and while going towards the tomb of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, let me remind you, what they were talking amongst themselves. They said, who's going to roll the stone back from the entrance to the grave? And the stone was very large. The gospel states, the gospel according to St. Mark, it states that it was very large. So it was an obstacle in their way. There was an obstacle in their way. In spite of this obstacle, they still went. Even though they knew there was no way in this world they could roll this stone back, kept going towards our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Persistence. If we had been in their shoes, we would have most likely given up, saying to ourselves, it's just not possible. Let's just forget about this. It's not possible. We can't move this stone. Whatever. This persistence was greeted by the angel, and again, this is there's a beautiful fresco in the monastery Milesia that actually depicts this very scene. As they were entering the tomb of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they found an angel sitting on the burial stone of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he told them that they are looking for the crucified body, and he's risen. Prophecies announced beforehand, and go and tell the disciples that he will meet them again in Galilee. So what a joy. So my brothers and sisters, today, even though we have many doubts in our lives, in our spiritual lives, and struggles, we need to keep going towards our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Only last Sunday, let me recapitulate just for a second. Last Sunday's Gospel, St. Apostle Thomas absented himself from the community, and this is why he actually doubted. He wasn't there when Christ manifested, the risen Lord appeared to his disciples. He wasn't a member of the assembly of the apostles at that time. He decided to stay home, and the doubt came. With his doubt, saying, unless I see and I touch, I'm not going to believe. His doubt was resolved by coming back and participating in the assembly. So it's not a problem to have doubts. The way we deal with doubts, this is what defines us. with our doubts, with our struggles, with all our weaknesses, shortcomings, to bring them before Him, because only Him can offer solution, forgiveness, and true joy, true happiness. God bless you all. Let us also be mindful of all the victims of the Yasser's invasion there. Terrible tragedy. Many others, of course, who found their last repose, place of repose in that area. Some people say it's close to 800,000 people. And today, finally, today's date marks the end of this terrible place. Back in, it was in April 22nd, 1945, when those remaining captives found freedom.